Think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk, and maybe after all that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news, it doesn't have to be this way. Thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all your reoccurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something's coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting your time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. Or download the app from the Apple app or Google Play stores.
Larry Kudlow, CNBC senior contributor, host of The Larry Kudlow Show, heard on WMAO Saturdays at 7 p.m. And, of course, the author of JFK and the Reagan Revolution, A Secret History of American Prosperity. Larry, good morning to you.
Morning. Thanks, Brian.
All right, so listen, we got big doings tonight. The president's going to let it be known who is his Supreme Court nominee. This is sort of an important, it's sort of an exciting and a challenging time in Washington, D.C.
Yes, well, I don't know much about who he's going to pick. In fact, I don't know anything about who he's going to pick. But I think the big point here is how rapidly he is moving on almost every front. 10 days in office, 19 separate moves. That's pretty remarkable. And not every one of them is executed as perfectly as perhaps others would like it to be. But, you know, whether it's regulations or the pipelines or the immigration laws, we got regulatory issue yesterday. He signed this regulatory order, which is a hugely popular thing among business.
Right.
Stop the red tape and any regulation put on, you got to take two off. I mean, it's just the momentum, the speed. I mean, he's just making good on a lot of promises to improve the American economy. I love this. I really love this.
Well, he's quick with them, but are they all necessarily good? You mentioned the regulations, which I love the idea of. For every regulation they put on, they have to take two off. I wish we had that for laws. For every law someone wants to enact, they got to get rid of two that we already have, because we have way too many of everything. But he didn't touch all of the regulations that people wanted him to. He didn't go after a lot of the financial reform rules that were introduced by the Obama administration. Why did he leave those in?
Well, probably because he can't. I mean, those are all part of the Dodd-Frank law. That's my guess. And you just can't. Look, some of this stuff requires legislation, and they know it. So I think they're trying to stretch it as far as they can in terms of executive orders, or presidential orders or executive actions or whatever you have. I don't think he could go after Dodd-Frank. Now, maybe some of that's coming, but that's really hard.
And okay.
That's going to come later. You're going to have some kind of omnibus bill with Jeb Hedgeling and others that are going to change Dodd-Frank. And that's to wait. But I think, just the thing. Look, the pipelines, I mean, that was huge.
It was. Yeah.
Not only is it an economic issue, but, you know, it sends a message to the blue-collar, hard hat Democrats in the construction business that they have a home in the Trump administration, and the Democrats are losing that. That's another big one. I wouldn't underestimate that at all. And look, the immigration ban may not be a perfectly executed one, the refugee ban.
Right.
I think he's right. I just think he's right. And my guess is more countries will be added. This is not a Muslim ban. This is a terrorist territorial ban. And Obama had actually started this a couple of years ago, never really followed through. So he's got to give the guy credit. He's moving at warp speed.
Well,
and the issue to me is get these – the Senate, Chuck Schumer, I don't know, maybe Schumer broke down in tears because he's prevented the whole federal government from working. Maybe that's what that was all about. He knows it. Get these guys in office. And gals in office.
Well, that's exactly right. I mean, here's the point. I mean, at one point, you were correct. I mean, rolling out some of this stuff, it hasn't been textbook perfect. And it's been a little rough and a little uneven. It would be a lot easier for a president to be able to be a little smoother and to be a little more effective in doing these kinds of things he's trying to do in very fast order if he had his team in place, for God's sakes.
Yeah, I mean, that's just the key point. And I hope the Trump people keep harping on that. You know, like I just saw in the paper this morning, they're holding back my friend Steve Mnuchin for the Treasury Department. I mean, and they're nitpicking him to death. That's all this is about. Tom Price for HHS, which obviously is a gigantic area to reform Obamacare. Last I saw, the Senate Democrats were bickering over a $300 stock trade, which I might add is perfectly legal, and they're questioning the ethics. $300? Are you kidding me? That means you get all these millionaires on the confirmation committee, and they're going after poor Tom Price, who gave up a medical practice to be a member of Congress. I mean, this is just silly. I think, Brian, look, I think this is going to hurt the Democrats, because what they're doing is they're poisoning the political waters at every turn, and now they're going to filibuster Trump's Supreme Court pick. I just can't believe this is going to help the Democrats politically.
We just heard today that we may get a Secretary of State today. Tillerson may be approved by the Senate floor. But we just heard that Sessions and several others are coming out of committee. They can't get a vote on Sessions probably if Democrats drag their toes until next Monday. There is no reason. He is going to be the Attorney General of the United States.
Right. That is correct. By the way, on that Justice Department business, this woman Yates, who refused to endorse the immigrant ban. I was just reading, Brian, I'm not a lawyer, for God's sakes, but apparently in her statement, which she never said the refugee ban was illegal, never. And her own Office of Legal Counsel said it was legal. She said she was against it because it was immoral, whatever that means.
Yeah.
I think immoral is usually in the eyes of the holder. So, wait a second. Did I say Holder? He was another guy. He's another guy who would go out there and make legal reasons not to do it, when in fact there were no legal reasons. So I kind of, can we have the rule of law in the Justice Department, which is responsible for the rule of law? I mean, her own Office of Legal Counsel said it was okay legally.
Yeah.
What is going on here?
Well, in fact, the person who replaced her also apparently believes it is legal because we are told that he is of such ethical standards that he would not have accepted the job if he felt that it was in violation of the Constitution.
Right. There you go. This is good. Now I got friends of mine who were not Trump fans. They're comparing this to Nixon,
Yeah, I know.
Yes, I've seen that.
Mean, come on.
Yeah.
This is just, everybody knows the Democratic Senate is trying to block Trump at every turn. And the great thing about President Trump is he won't be blocked.
Well,
he won't be blocked. He's going ahead full speed on a train ride of major changes across the board. That's what he said he'd do. That is exactly what he's doing. It is causing tremendous confidence around the country. You see these surveys left and right. This is great stuff. I just love it. I hope he just keeps rolling.
All right, we're going to leave it there. Larry Kudlow, it is always a pleasure, my friend.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
Coda just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your Coda fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with Coda. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit rightrug.com. RITERUG.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring. Right.